Hi, my name is Maury Zelkovich, and I'd like to welcome all of you to week four of the Quantum Confidence Quantum Mind Power series with respect to developing confidence and self-esteem. This is a six-part webinar series, so we're at the halfway point. And in the beginning, the first three classes, we really dealt a lot on understanding what it is to be self-confident and to have high self-esteem, some of the mechanics behind it, how it forms, mistakes we've all made, and maybe our parents made, and teachers and other people in our lives to give us issues with our self-esteem and self-confidence, as well as mistakes that we've made with our own sense of self-confidence. We've peppered little helpful hints and little exercises and little things that we could do that if you all started practicing, you're probably already noticing an increase in your sense of self-esteem. In the next, in this week and subsequent weeks, we're going to delve more into actual techniques that we can use and methodologies that can actually be used and practiced on a regular basis to develop your self-esteem more on a conscious level and with more of the intention of developing self-esteem. So I guess what we're doing now is we're going to be delving into what you can actually do in the form of exercise for your self-esteem and for your sense of self-confidence. So we have a lot of content today. I do want to get to it. Before I do get started, though, I would like to point out that if anybody on the web who is listening via the web has any questions, all they need to do is type them out in the box at the bottom left corner of their screen and submit them to me. They will appear in a question featured box that I have on my administrator screen. I will promise to get to all of the questions that I can by the end of the lecture. We will have a question and answer period, so at that point we'll get to it. For anybody who is on the telephone who would like to say something, all they need to do is press star and the number 2, so the star key and the number 2. And what that will allow is for me to see a virtual hand go up. It'll let me know that you have something to say, to share, or a question, and then I'll be happy to acknowledge that and welcome you to the call. If you have something urgent that you feel needs to be said immediately, then if you're on the web, please create the first couple of lines of your comment with asterisks. That's the star, okay? That way, as I'm monitoring this throughout the lecture, I will be able to see and read your comment in a timely fashion. Otherwise, I'm going to wait till afterwards during the question and answer period. Alternatively, if you are on the telephone and you have something that you feel just can't wait, whether that's a question, a comment, or you know, something else that you feel might help people, then feel free to star to yourself during the conference call and at an appropriate time. I will be happy to acknowledge you and bring you in the middle. But if it's not urgent at that time, I ask you if you're on the phone to just write down your idea, thought, or question. And then when we have the question and answer period, if you could please chime in with a star too. Additionally, I would really appreciate it if those on the phone and on the web would make an effort to start participating afterwards. Even if you don't have a question, even if you don't have a comment, just to say hello. Hi, Maury. I just wanted to say hello to you and everybody out there. I'm enjoying the conference. I hope you're going to say I'm enjoying the conference anyway. I'm confident that you will. So basically, that's the introduction. I will get going now. As I mentioned, we do have quite a bit of content to get through today, so I'm just going to get right to it. As I mentioned, from this point on, we're really dealing with specific things and techniques and methodologies that can be applied to improve and exercise your sense of self-esteem and self-consciousness, self-consciousness and self-confidence as well. So, things that you can do to retrain your mind. If that isn't an introduction to using quantum mind power and quantum confidence, I don't know what is. So, I know I haven't talked a lot about our programs to this point. The purpose of this course is not a infomercial to try to get you guys to buy our stuff. It's strictly to help you develop better self-esteem and self-confidence. That being said, I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about the TMM recording system right now, simply because of its value in being able to help you to achieve higher levels of self-confidence and self-esteem. So, basically, I have a technique that I'm going to share with all of you now. Some of you may be familiar with it already. If anybody quotes me and doesn't have this yet, but quotes me and wishes to receive this, I'm happy to send it to you as a protocol through email. All you need to do is say, hey, Maury, I was listening to the fourth call on developing self-confidence and self-esteem, and I'd like you to send me the protocol. So the protocol that we're talking about is my protocol for directed manifestation. Okay? This is a very important part. It basically helps you with respect to intention. Generally speaking, what you want isn't necessarily what you get. What you think about tends to be what you get. So the idea behind this protocol is to change what you think about into what you want so that you'll actually get it. The problem with most people is that they sit around and they go, well, I want to be wealthy, I want to be in a loving relationship, I want to have good kids. But they say that, but their thoughts are more along the lines of, oh boy, am I even going to have a job tomorrow? Why is my wife or husband yelling at me or so annoying? While they do is sit around and watch TV. My kids, they don't do their homework, they don't listen to me. Oh, I wish none of this was happening to me. Now, some of you can probably, I bet many of you can probably relate to this. You want one thing, but you're actually thinking about what you don't want. And lo and behold, you get what you don't want. What that is teaching you is that the law of attraction doesn't work based on what you want. The law of attraction works based on what you think. So, getting back to that, I'm going to go over very quickly my protocol for directed manifestation. And again, please don't take any notes. The whole point of this is to let you know about it. If you quote the fact that you would like to have this protocol and you listen to this call, I will be more than happy to send you the protocol. Okay? So, let's get started with it. There's a very simple way to actually supercharge the effects of TMM recordings. And remember, TMM recordings are designed to more or less fertilize your brain. Okay? They put it into a very high efficient mode that you can then do things with if you know how to do it. One of the reasons why we have supplemental recordings like hypnosis and meditations and triliminals and subliminals is to help reprogram your mind into the right way of thinking so that your fertilized brain from the entrainment tract actually serves a positive end. Now, to further augment that, we are going to use this protocol as part of the procedure. Okay? So what we want to do initially is we want to follow the protocol for listening in the manual. After 3 or 4 weeks, you may find that you're actually wanting to mix it up a little. You're wanting to change things. The protocol is actually designed with that in mind, okay? So trust yourself to try different things. The only thing I don't suggest you try differently is driving or operating dangerous machinery while you're listening. The other thing I don't suggest you try is listening without the associated breaks. But as far as listening in specific orders or to specific recordings at a time, I strongly suggest after a few weeks or a month or so of following the listed protocol in our systems that you start experimenting. You will find that on given days you will want to listen to certain tracks more than others. Some days you want to listen to all the tracks. Some days you want to listen to one track. Some days you may not even want to listen to a track. Start trusting your intuition, okay? The whole point of this system and these protocols is to develop your sense of self and intuition so that your self-confidence rises, and you will find that you will begin to design your own protocols that are really quite efficient. Okay? So, now that you're starting to define your own protocols, I suggest you add this particular technique. We're talking about the use of effective affirmations. Okay? The important thing to remember about affirmations are they must be positive, presently phrased, which means you're not talking about the future. You're not talking about, I want this. If you say, I want this, it's in the future. The future is never here. It's always now. If you say, I want something, it will never come. Okay? So you have to talk about the present. Okay? You should never use any negative terms. You should also be non-limiting. So don't use words like, I will stop smoking. I hate negative people. Okay? Don't use anything like that. And as far as non-limiting is concerned, why limit how happy you can be? Why limit how wealthy you can be? Why limit how much good in the world you can do? So don't limit yourself, okay? Very important not to limit yourself. It's also very important that while you're writing these affirmations, you make sure that you are completely comfortable with them. Now, when I say completely comfortable, what I mean is you want to be sure that your gut, your heart, and your head all agree. Every part of you should be completely comfortable with what you're saying. Now, if you have a hard time being comfortable with, I am wealthy and have more than enough money to do everything I want to do, because you look at your situation and you say, well, you know, I don't actually have more than enough money that I want or need. Well, why don't you say, I choose to have more than enough money than I need? You add the words, I choose. You still keep it in the present when you say to have, or I choose to be, or I am. But when you add I choose, you actually give yourself that leeway to say, well, it's on the way to me now. I may not have it in my pocket right now, but I know it's on its way to me. So I choose is very powerful if you're having a hard time being comfortable with what you're writing. Okay? To give you a rough idea of what I'm talking about, I'm going to give you some of example affirmations from our Wealth and Prosperity Subliminal Support recording, which is part of the Quantum Mind Power program. Okay? So, here they are. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay? And these are repeated over and over and over again in the subliminal system. So, first one. Money flows to me effortlessly. Okay? Next one. I instantly attract everything I desire. I am rich and I am generous. I am grateful for everything that I have in my life. I am comfortable with money. I spend it with integrity and I have fun with it. I am creating more and more of what I want effortlessly. I am attracting like-minded people who help me fulfill my desires. And the last one, I draw to myself the highest and best people. Now, remember that this is specifically for wealth and prosperity. So if you look at these particular affirmations, they don't just talk about wealth. They talk about how you're going to use that wealth as well. They talk about how you're going to use it for good purposes. They talk about how you're going to attract the kind of people to help you develop that wealth as well. So this is what I want from you. I want you to sit down and I want you to come up with affirmations that you're totally comfortable with, okay? Very important that you're totally comfortable with these. Once you're totally comfortable with them, and once you've covered all the bases, and again, don't just focus on the specific point. Focus on what it takes to get there as well, and affirm those things as well, okay? You want to be a complete 360 here. When I say 360, I mean the whole circle. I mean everything. If you want money, you do like we're doing here. You're attracting it. You're wealthy. You're generous. You're grateful. You share it. You're comfortable with it. You spend it with integrity. You have fun with it. You create as much as you need. You see what I mean? You're hitting all aspects. So you want to hit all the different aspects, plus you want to make sure, and this is really, really important, you want to make sure that you are 100% comfortable, okay, with it all. So, again, if you are having problems with the I am or I have, you can always replace it with I choose. So you would have things like, I choose to instantly attract everything I desire. I choose to be rich. And I choose to be generous. I am grateful for everything that I choose to have in my life. I choose to be comfortable with money, and I choose to spend it with integrity and have fun with it. I choose to create more and more of what I want effortlessly, and I choose to draw to myself the highest and best people. So again, it's all on how you word it and all on how comfortable you are with it. Once you're comfortable with it, that's when you know it's the right one and you can move on. Now, I suggest that you do at least 3 separate sets of affirmations. You can do more if you want, but at minimum, I would do 3. All right. Now, when you write your affirmations, you need to remember that your subconscious mind doesn't actually judge or interpret. So you need to keep your affirmations relatively simple, clear, and comfortable for you. Otherwise, they won't be effective. If you're not comfortable with them, you need to keep editing them until you get it right. And it will make all the difference in the world. Okay? So believe it or not, even if it takes you a week or even a month to write your affirmations, that in itself is a wonderful exercise that will help start the ball rolling as far as the manifestation. So even if you're having difficulty writing the affirmations, that's just a sign that you need to put more effort and time into it. And putting the effort and time into it will actually do you just as much good as the person who is able to write these affirmations the first time in 20 minutes and ends up following the rest of this protocol. So that's how it works, okay? Now, when you have your affirmations written, I suggest that every morning when you wake up, you take a piece of paper and you write down each of the affirmations on a piece of paper 3 times. Okay, this is writing. You can't type them. You have to use your hand and write, okay? 3 times. Then take the piece of paper and put it somewhere where you're likely to see it at least a few times a day. Your wallet, your desk, the dashboard of your car, the fridge, kitchen table, you know, somewhere where you're likely to see it a lot. Okay, the more you see it, the better off you are. Now, when you see the paper, make sure that you read the affirmations out loud. Or at least, you know, you may be in the office, so at least in your head, at least 3 times each. Now, this is each time you look, you do this, okay? Even if it turns out that you look at it 50 times a day, then 150 times you're going to read them out loud or in your head, all right? You want to read in a steady and normal tone. Don't try to sound overly excited in your head or out loud, but definitely feel free to imagine things that you want to happen, as if they're happening right to you now, okay? There's really no pressure on you here. You can use your imagination if you like, as if you're watching a movie or a TV, okay, a TV show. It really doesn't matter, okay? It's just a matter of the practice of doing it. Now, when you go to bed at night, I want you to take the same piece of paper, turn it over, and write your affirmations down again. Now, this is 3 times for each one, okay? And then repeat the process daily until you get what you want and you need. This will actually help to install your desires into your life in a more directed fashion. And it's also going to do a great deal to change your internal and currently non-beneficial patterns. If you add doing this to the established protocols and then your version of the protocols down the road, you will find that this will act as a major supercharger for any directed effort that you want to achieve using the TMM recordings or, frankly, anything in your life. Now, there's a little added bonus that I kind of came up with just a little while ago, and I'm going to tell you about that now. It's just a little addendum to this protocol. What I want you to do also, if you have the opportunity, is when you see these, don't just say them or think them during the day. Write them down during the day as well, preferably on the same piece of paper, even if you're writing over top of others, you're writing at a different angle, you're writing it smaller, you're writing it larger to fit into empty spaces. Every single time you see the paper and you go to read the affirmations or think them in your mind, write them down again. When we write, we actually create a memory pathway in our brain. We actually connect what we want to our physical self and to our mental self. So writing it down is a wonderful way to speed up the process. So that's what I want you to do if you have the chance. Now, additionally, at the end of the day, I'd like you to get a file book or a drawer or somewhere that's empty And then every day I want you to take the piece of paper that you're done with and I want you to put it down and put it in. Then the next day you take out a new piece of paper and you start it again. You go through the same protocol that day and then you put that piece of paper filed away with the others. Every day when you get up and you're filing away the next sheet, you're seeing the building up of the momentum of your intention. And you're seeing the manifestation as the pile gets larger and deeper. And you're seeing your commitments. And you are following your desires by actually making them happen, by doing something to help reprogram yourself. The bottom line with all of our issues is it comes down to poor thinking patterns. And poor thinking patterns are things that we repeat over and over and over throughout the day. If you put up a piece of paper somewhere reminding you to always listen to what you're saying, then you will see just how much you're programming yourself to be the way you are. And when you take the time to do the protocol for directed manifestation, the way I've described it here, you will find that you don't have a lot of time to think negative anymore. And you're actually training yourself to think positive. And after a short amount of time, which for some people might be a few days or a few weeks or a few months, even a year, you will notice that most of your thoughts are actually positive in nature. And your life, if you look at it, will be much better than it was before as well. And this is how that works. Now, because we've been talking about positive affirmations, I'd like to go just a little bit more into positive affirmations and how to form them and what they're all about and how they have benefits. So, positive affirmations can be healing, positive scripts, if you will, that you give to yourself that train you to counter your what you believe to be natural negative inner voice. In reality, positive affirmations are simply there to replace the old programming that gave you the negative voice in the first place. So what you're doing is you're changing the negative voice into a positive voice. Okay, these affirmations can actually help you to free yourself from overdependence that you might have on other people's opinions, attitudes, or feelings. And these are things that keep you from feeling good about yourself because you need so-and-so to compliment you, otherwise you don't feel good about yourself. You know, if you work for somebody else, odds are when you do a good job, you rarely hear about it. But when you screw up, boy, do you hear about it. The nice thing about the affirmation process is you don't need other people to make you feel good about yourself because you know that you're doing a good job and you know that you're helping people and you know. And you don't need me or anybody else to tell you, okay? So that's a very, very, very important point to be made. When you visualize a new way of being in your life, when you imagine this, okay, you can actually work towards a more positive attitude as you begin to take responsibility for your own health and emotional stability. So first, listening to other people for our sense of esteem and confidence hurts you because these people aren't so easy to build you up. But not only that, it takes away from your overall health and emotional stability too, because everything you do and everything you feel is now dependent on what others think. It's really more important what you think, and this is what part of the programming does. It brings you back into a natural state, the way it's supposed to be. You will find that as you become more and more responsible for your own well-being, more and more people who used to get on you aren't getting on you anymore either, even though you're not really doing anything to change their opinion of you. What you're doing is you're changing yourself and letting go of these negative emotional things that are holding you down and making you dependent on other people. And it allows you to see yourself and to suddenly deal with yourself in your life in what is actually a realistic and thus more positive matter. Because a lot of what we think about ourselves is quite frankly wrong. And the problem isn't so much other people as it is our interpretation of what other people might be thinking. Okay? So positive affirmations will actually help you to resolve the negative feelings that you've had from the past. Because again, it's just negative programming. Most of it has no real reason for being there. Okay, you actually end up giving yourself permission to grow, to change, to take risks, and to create a better life for yourself. The truth of the matter is it's all this negative self-talk that stagnates you, that makes you the deer in the headlights. It's time to change that. We know how to do that now. Remember, we programmed ourselves to be the way we are. However you're feeling right now listening to this, whether you're feeling happy, whether you're feeling hopeful, whether you're feeling helpless, whether you feel like life stinks, whatever your feeling of yourself is, doesn't matter, because you have to understand that this is something you've done to yourself in the end, because you've allowed the negative programming to occur. The beautiful thing about this is we have now identified how we programmed ourselves negatively. The beautiful thing about discovering that is now we're going to use the exact same methodology that we use to screw up our lives, and we're going to use that to make us all we can be, to make us happy, to make us satisfied, to make us joyous, and to give us the ability to make others around us feel that way too. It's truly incredible when you realize how truly simple it is. You already know how to make your life beautiful. For whatever reason, you haven't seen what you're doing, and that all it really takes is to change the direction of those thoughts, and we have already talked about quite a lot of ways to do that, and we will continue with that throughout the rest of this course so that you understand this is not going to be difficult, people. I'm telling you right now, this is not hard to do. You need to simply do it. When you do it, and you do it regularly, you will become very, very good at it, and it won't even take that long. Just like anything else in your life that you couldn't do before, but through practice, now you do well. Even if what you're doing well is to feel miserable, because that is still proof to you that you have the ability to program yourself, and you have the ability to do it successfully. Even if you're miserable, you still did that successfully to yourself. That gives you the power to follow what I am saying, to practice what I'm talking about. And I honestly believe that you will not be able to deny the results. The only way you're not going to have a higher score at the end of this course than you did in the beginning is because you chose to not take action. If someone gives you a pill for a headache, you have to take the pill. Just letting it sit there on the table isn't going to relieve your headache. Okay? Any substantial change in your life requires your participation. Okay? You need to remember that, please. You have to do something to help yourself too. I can only give you information. I can only give you recordings. It's up to you to use them. Once you use these techniques, once you use the protocols, once you practice the affirmations and you do go through the writing process and you practice this and you do it every day, you won't be able to deny the results. I've seen it too many times over too many different kinds of people in too many different situations to not believe that this could help you. And right now, when I say you, I don't mean you in the general term. Every single person who is listening to this, I am speaking to you directly right now. You practice these things, you will not be able to deny the changes, the joy, the happiness that you will start to experience simply by making yourself practice these things. Okay? Tear yourself away from the TV. Tear yourself away from the radio. Do this for yourself. You deserve it. You're supposed to be like this. You're supposed to be happy, and you're supposed to be joyous, and you're supposed to be successful. If you're not, then you need to do these things because you need to be this way. All it takes is action. It doesn't take athleticism. It doesn't take intellect. All it takes is commitment to yourself. That's all it takes. You will have a healthy, self-oriented root in your life. So you'll be able to let go of the people and thoughts that drain your emotional resources and keep you from experiencing your full personal health, both monetarily and socially and from a family perspective and and any other way that you can think of, when you recognize, pardon me, that you have a right to be healthy and a happy human being, you then give yourself a chance at achieving your full potential, because now you're building a little bit of energy behind you, and now you're going to take some action, okay? When you visualize, okay, imagine or believe in things, and that is your regular thought, that is what manifests, that is what happens, that is how the wheel came into being, that is how the space shuttle came into being, that is how medicine came into being, that is how you came into being. Okay, action creates everything. Inaction creates nothing. It's time. I can't drive this point home enough. It is time for you to believe this just like you believe the sun rises every day. It is just as much a truth as that is. This is exactly how positive affirmations affect you and who you are on the inside. The biggest positive is that crappy little voice inside, that negative voice, gets quieted completely, allowing you to find that positive voice that is the true you and that is there to guide you to become a fully happy and individualized person. There are three areas of affirmations that you can use when you feel negativity coming over you specifically, okay? And I want to give you some examples, like a brief description and some examples. I'd love to go into more detail on many of the things I'm dealing with here, but I think I'm giving you enough information to help you get started and then develop yourself. Part of the issue here is, you don't want me to take you by the hand and do everything for you. I'm here to give you a jump start. After that, it's up to you. And believe me, this isn't me just copping out. This is me saying, if you really want to be effective at this, you've got to really do it for yourself. That doesn't mean that I'm not here to help you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to help. I'm here with suggestions. I'm here with a 6-part course that is draining me both emotionally and physically, and at the same time, it's filling me to the brim. And I'm doing this because of my love of humanity and my love of people, and because if you're a little bit happier tomorrow, I'll be a little bit happier tomorrow. So what that means is I'm also doing it for my sense of self and my sense of selfishness, because I want to feel a little better tomorrow. And if it takes making you discover the way to feel better tomorrow, I'm more than happy to share the wealth, more than happy. So the first thing, and I got into this a little bit before, I am. This is probably the most potent combination of words in language. I am. I'd like you to take a second, and I'll give you a couple of seconds, but I'd like you to say out loud to yourself, not anything else, just I am. I am. Now close your eyes and take a breath. And then, when you've taken in the full breath, I want you to say it again. I am. And then let out the breath. You should be able to feel actual physiological and psychological subtle changes happen over you just by saying those two words. Okay? You can achieve incredible things with the belief in yourself, a belief that can come from I am. Okay? Let me give you some examples. I am competent. I am beautiful. I am a good person. I am creative. I am talented. I am enthusiastic. I am relaxed. I am joyful. I am generous. I am courageous. I am forgiving. I am open. I am loving. Just imagine how those made you feel as you heard me say them. That's just me. Imagine yourself saying them now. When you listen to this in podcast form, I'd love for you to repeat these words after me. And pay attention to your body and your mind and the subtle changes you feel just from these words. And understand the power of words and the power that you have when you think and speak words. Because it's the power of words and your beliefs that has created your circumstances today. You want to change that? You change what you're talking about. When you change what you're talking about, you change what you're thinking about. When you change what you're thinking about, you change what you're about. All right, we're going to go to the next one. I can. Now, that's more of a statement of your abilities. Okay? I am is who you are. I can defines I am. Some examples of this are I can lose weight. I can stop smoking. Now, remember, these are affirmations. But they're not affirmations in the true TMM sense of the term, because you don't want to use can in your affirmations that are specific to the protocol for directed manifestation. And the reason you don't want to use can is because can means you're not doing it now. Okay? I can lose weight means I have the ability to, but I'm not currently doing it. I can handle my children. I can do this, but I don't have the ability to, or I do have the ability, but I'm not doing it right now, okay? That's why I am is really better. But the reason why I'm giving you these I cans is because I can is a nice way of getting started if you absolutely cannot reconcile with yourself the I am statements. If you are just on a subconscious level or a conscious level fighting yourself too much over the I am, then I can is a step in the right direction that will help to guide you slowly and more gently into an acceptance of I am. So to continue, I can be a winner. I can pass calculus. I can be assertive. I can let go of guilt. I can let go of fear. I can handle my own problems. I can let go of being compulsive, and I can be honest with my feelings. So you see how it puts things in the future, but again, this is kind of like a stopgap. It's a stage in between. The biggest thing I dislike about most self-improvement that's out there is they don't give you anything to deal with if there's a problem. They outline something, and if your experience doesn't fully match what they outline, you don't get a lifeline. Nothing. That's what I can is about. I can is almost a midway point, if you will. Okay? It's something that can help you to get to the point of I am. Now, I can is really good. If you need another step before you can get to I am, you can try something like I will. So the first I can says, I have the potential. I'm talking into myself through these affirmations that I have this ability. I can do this, right? Now, you're going to take the I can, and when you're comfortable with those, you're going to move on to I will. All right? I will is a precursor to action, all right, which is exactly where you want to be. So, we have suggestions like, I will make myself better each and every day. I will control my temper today. I will grow emotionally stronger each day. Here's a great one, okay? And this is something that I suggest all of you practice. Find something that makes you smile. For me, I love going in front of a mirror and making silly faces. I don't know why, it just cracks me right up. okay? But you find whatever does that for you and smile and practice smiling as much as you can. Believe it or not, when you smile, you release endorphins, and endorphins will make you feel better. So how's this one? I will smile more today. I will praise my children. I will feel less guilt each day. I will take care of me. I will manage my time better. I will handle my finances more wisely. And I will take a risk to grow today. So we're moving ourselves along. If you're not comfortable with one, you can find some comfort with I can or I will. The daily use, now this is what I'm getting at here. If there's a commonality between all of these statements, it is the term I. Okay? That's what ties everything together, I. So the daily use of these so-called I statements is another form of affirmation that will help you to counter your negative self-concept. Remember, every time you think something like, I will feel less guilt today, I will handle my finances wisely today, I can lose weight, I can stop smoking, I am caring, I am beautiful, I am intelligent. Every time you say something positive or you read a positive affirmation that you've written, that takes time away from you thinking something bad. So just by saying these things, even if you don't believe in them, it's taking time away from your negative programming. That will create a more positive, fertile ground for the you who is supposed to be there to be. The happy one, the joyous one, the successful one, the pleased one. Okay? Another good way to focus on the positive in your life is to make up cards with your affirmations and put them everywhere. Okay? Not just the note for the directed manifestation, but, you know, just cards, just everywhere. Buy a bunch of cards that, you know, people buy for flowers and things, just all over the place. You know, stick them on top of your TV, stick them on your remote control, put them on your pillow, you know, like a candy at the hotel. If you have a fish tank, lean a few up against your fish tank. Tape a few to your monitor, you know. Do these things, okay? You want some ideas, some more ideas where you can put them? How about the mirror in your bathroom? Mirrors anywhere, for that matter. Closet doors, fridge doors, the doors of your home, your car, desk at your office or at home, your wallet, your briefcase, your bedroom doors, any doors, really. Books, okay? Anywhere you can at your desk at school, your telephone. You know, if you have a flip phone, imagine every time you opened it, you'd see this positive thought staring you in the face. How beautiful is that? Okay, here's some words, individual simple words that get major thought patterns happening in your mind, okay? Because I understand that sometimes it's going to be very difficult for you to take the time and energy to actually write full affirmations or statements. So what you can do is you can try short ones. In other words, individual words that actually help. Okay, how about something like this? Intelligent, smart, loving, successful, calm, pretty, handsome, problem solver, responsible, peaceful, giving, strong, capable. You can add a couple of words if you want to make it a little more intense, but you can see how all of these words kind of generate other feelings in you. So they're really good. Other small phrases that you can have would be, how about this? Think happy. Be calm. Let's steal a phrase from Nike. Just do it. Take a risk. Dare to be different. Let go. Let it be. Take it easy. Work smart. Have fun. Step back. Believe in me. Enjoy good health. All of these are short, sweet, to the point. A quick glimpse is all you need to be able to recognize these things. Okay? There are some affirmation statements that can also be used to remind yourself that you are actually worthy. and that you need to remain positive in all situations. Now, that's a rather longer list, so I'm not going to read everything I have here, but I will go through them. In the meantime, I'd like to remind people that for those of you on the web, if you do have any questions, comments, or helpful hints for people, I invite you to write them in at the bottom of the page at your web where you're listening from. And please submit them, and I will get to them during the question and answer period after the lecture portion of our class today. Anything you want, even if you just want to say hello, okay? Taking into account the fact that getting out there and saying hi to people is all you really need to do here, okay? So you don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to say anything smart or have a great question or a great comment. Just saying hi is beautiful, and your energy is appreciated. For those of you on the phone, *2. Again, if anyone is on the web and you have something incredibly important that just can't wait till the class is over, please give me 2 or 3 lines of the stars, of asterisks, okay? And then I will know that this is something that you want to have immediately read, and I will get to it as soon as I can. As far as the telephone is concerned, if you can hold your thought till the question and answer portion, I would certainly appreciate it. However, if it's something that, you know, you don't want to bottle up and you want to get it out right away, then *2. Star and the number 2 will actually get you to that point, okay? And then I will see you, I will acknowledge you, and be happy to bring you in on the conversation. So, getting back to some affirmation statements that we can use to remind ourselves that we're worthy and that we need to remain positive. Because remember, you are worthy. So it's not a matter of convincing yourself here. It's a matter of reminding yourself. How's this? I am the best friend I have. I've solved problems like this before. I am a capable human being. I am a skillful and artistic person. They'll thank me for this in the future. Nothing is worth losing my sanity over. That's one of my personal favorites, by the way. I am the only one responsible for my own feelings. I deserve to have my rights recognized. I deserve to be rewarded for what I do. I love myself for who I am. I can handle anything. I deserve to relax more and take it easy. Taking risks is the path to growth. I grow in love daily. I face each new day as a race to be won. Say hello to a new person today. Letting go is loving. To be loved, I must love. My possibilities are endless. I can handle all changes that come my way. And smile, let others in on the secret. Okay? When you make a conscious effort to put these positive ideals into your daily life and routine, you'll be incredibly well on your way toward lifting your self-esteem and confidence and realizing your full potential as a human being, which is, by the way, your entitlement as a human being. You are fully entitled. You are here. You're on this call because you know on some level that you are. Practice these things. I'm not just taking up airtime here. If you practice these things, you will be absolutely blown away by the results. There are so many other steps that you can take to raise your self-esteem and become everything that you are meant to be. Okay? I have to watch my timing here because I definitely don't want to go too long here. I'd like to leave enough time for people who do have questions. If I find myself going too long, I will pause during to allow people to speak and make comments. Okay, so let's get started with nurturing. So stopping that inner voice, the negative inner voice, is a really important step. But your self-esteem is in part due to how others have treated you as well. It's not just that inner voice that gets, you know, fed by these other people. It's also things you're saying about yourself. So the second step to a more healthy sense of self-esteem and confidence is to start to begin to treat yourself as a worthwhile person also. You'll find that once you start doing that, people around you will have more sense of worth for you as well. So you want to start to challenge the past negative experiences or messages by caring for yourself in ways that show you that you believe yourself as a valuable, competent, and deserving person. There are several ways and components to this. Firstly, practice self-care. This is going to sound really stupid, okay, but believe me, it works. Make sure you get enough sleep. Do your best to eat in a healthy fashion. Exercise. You may remember from the first course, going for a walk is a great way to de-stress, and through that to help you to feel better about yourself. So get regular exercise. Practice good hygiene, okay? So that means showering and bathing regularly. It means brushing your teeth twice a day, okay? It means washing your hands, especially with all the fears of germs and everything today. You know, wash your hands. Whenever you get home, wash your hands. When you get somewhere, wash your hands. If you don't have, if that's not if that's not possible for you where you're going, then carry around a small bottle of that liquid gel stuff for cleaning your hands. Most malls now have them there anyway, so you don't even have to carry them around. When you see it, use it, okay? Another thing to help yourself stay healthy, a little trick is, most viruses and stuff enter actually through your eyes and your ears. Now, they do enter through your nose as well, which is, I'm sure, what you've heard, but most of them go in through your eyes and your ears. So avoid touching your eyes and ears. If you have to do that, grab a fresh Kleenex and use that, okay? Don't use your bare hand or your bare finger. Now, keep in mind that the reason why I say this is because a healthy mind has a lot to do with a healthy body. So when you take care of yourself on the outside, it makes taking care of yourself on the inside that much easier, okay? You should make sure that you plan fun and relaxing activities for yourself and your family. Take in movies, have a nap, get a massage, you know, anything. Pet your cat or your dog or your bird, you know. Learn to meditate. Use TMM recordings more often. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more, say no more. Try new things to help you to pamper yourself, okay? It's all about feeling better about yourself. So do that, okay? You deserve to feel good. Take a few minutes every day and make sure you do something just for you. Reward yourself for what you accomplish. It doesn't matter how big or how small. One of the biggest problems I find with many clients is that they set a goal, and that goal may involve 50 or 60 or 1,000 steps, and they don't allow themselves to feel good about themselves until they've completed all of the steps. Every single step is worthy of a celebration. So you reward yourself. You pat yourself on the back, okay? Take a night off. Celebrate your good grades at school. Spend time with your friend. Go bowling. Have fun. Watch Seinfeld. Whatever it is for you, okay? When you do something that's outside of your, you know, comfort zone or that you accomplish, then enjoy it. It doesn't make you better than anybody, but it makes you better than who you were 5 minutes before, and that's something to celebrate, okay? We're not in a competition against others. If you want to look at it as a competition, then look at it as a competition with yourself. So you don't lose, but you can only win. Okay, always remind yourself of your strengths and achievements. Believe it or not, you spend a lot of time reminding yourself about all the crap in your life. So let's try to balance the scales a little bit here by actually reminding yourself of the good things, okay? This can seem a little overwhelming at times, especially if you might have a low image or low sense of self-esteem. So what I'm going to do now is, you know, so I'm not a hypocrite, is I'm going to show you some ways how you can find those strengths in yourself, even if you don't feel good about yourself right now. Okay, one way is to make a list of things that you like about yourself. Now, you might have a difficult time at first, but if you stick with it, you'll find that it'll start coming. You can also do something like a success file. So anytime you make any little benefit, you make a child smile. You make anyone smile. You wave hello, and they wave back. Any little thing, okay, write it down, file it away, and then look at it once every day. Look at it and smile and feel good about these accomplishments. Focus on anything, everything. It really doesn't matter how small it is or how small it seems. This isn't something you have to feel like you have to share with someone who's going to go, oh, what are you, crazy? That's nothing to be proud of. This is all about you. Nobody needs to know about this. Nobody needs to say it, okay? If you succeeded and you're proud of it, focus on it and celebrate. Something really big that you need to do also to help you find those strengths is to forgive yourself when you don't do or you don't accomplish what you wanted to do. If you're not used to complimenting yourself and you're not used to being happy with your small steps, it can be very, very difficult to see these positives if you don't forgive yourself. So try not to be so critical of yourself, and remember that it's your inner voice talking when you don't just do it right, all right? Reward yourself anyway, even for making the effort in the first place. Even if you don't succeed, but you gave it an effort, that's good enough to congratulate yourself. Because if you look in the past, you probably didn't congratulate yourself. So this is a step forward, taking an active role in helping yourself to feel better about yourself by looking legitimately at your life and how it is. And not just at the negative things, not just at the bad things. Okay? There will be times when you don't feel like you deserve to compliment yourself or feel good about yourself. But this is a signal that you need it more than anything else. What you can actually do, and I've done this for years before until I even realized that it worked, fake it. Make stuff up, okay? Again, you're not telling anybody else. This is for you. Make it up, and then treat yourself like you deserve to feel good because of it. Practicing how to feel good will become a habit, even if the reason behind it initially is imaginary. Once you get that feeling about how it feels to be successful and happy, it will start manifesting actual things. Because what is keeping you from it now is your poor feelings. You're increasing your feelings. By increasing your feelings, you will actually increase the reality of why you should have these feelings. It's really quite cool. It really, truly is quite cool. So you will be absolutely amazed at how you'll feel when you let go of the garbage. You will be totally amazed. And remember, even if you are pretending or imagining like you're somewhere where you're not, allow yourself to feel good about it. Allow yourself to feel good about the fact that you're imagining about it and taking your mind off of the garbage in your life. Okay? You can actually help yourself as well by getting friends and family involved, okay, which is getting help from other people. It can be a really important step to help you to improve your self-esteem. Keep in mind, though, that you do not want to make these people's opinions what you are dependent on for it, but they can certainly help you to build it, keeping in mind that you are your own source of self-esteem and self-confidence. These people, though, might be able to help you see certain things that you can't see yourself. Okay. Keep in mind that low self-esteem and low confidence is often caused by how you interpret how other people treat you currently or in the past. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to ask for support from your friends. You'd like to ask them to tell you what they like about you. Don't ask what's wrong with you or what you need to improve. Ask them, hey, what do you like about me? You're my friend. There must be something you like about me. You know, you like my clothes, you like my breath, you like the way my earlobes hang, something, okay? This person can be like a sounding board for you, a mirror, if you will. And they can bounce back to you things about yourself that maybe you don't see because you're so close. And this will give you a concept and an idea of maybe certain things that you need to work on. Also, I don't know if you've tried this lately, but you can ask a friend for a hug. And there are very few things in this world that feel as good as a hug. So sometimes just having that physical contact can bring your feeling of self-worth and confidence skyrocketing back up because you have that support, you have that inner support from someone. And let's not be shy here, folks, okay? If you're a woman and your friend is a woman, you can hug. It's okay. And if you're a man and your friend is a man, it's okay to have a hug there too, guys, okay? It doesn't mean anything sexual. It means you have a good friend that is supportive of you. That's all it is. And if you try it, you'll find it works. If you're a little bit uncomfortable with the same sex hug right now, then you find a friend of the opposite sex. You will be able to feel no question how much better it feels when you have a hug. I don't care how you feel right now, good, bad, or indifferent. If you have someone near you, give them a hug. You will notice an increase in everything good about you right then and there. And you know what's nice? They'll notice an increase too. So everybody's helping everybody, okay? If you're having trouble in school, go to your professors or other students and ask for help. Don't just suffer and force yourself through these things. Ask for help. Nothing is stupid if you ask for it. If you don't ask for it and you suffer, you're doing this to yourself. So again, you have the power. You always have the power to turn it around. You just need to ask, okay? Once you ask, you will start getting help. Once you start getting help, you will start to succeed. Once you start to succeed, your self-esteem and self-confidence rise. Do you see the natural progression here? That's just how it works. If there's something at work that you feel you're lacking in, a skill, whatever, ask your supervisor or a coworker for help or advice. Ask for new projects or challenges to foster you in your success. Okay? Ask people to be supportive and offer your help to other people too. Hey, I don't know if you need this or not, but I'm here if you need me. That is incredible for reducing stress. All right? Absolutely incredible for reducing stress. And it gives you a wonderful sense of competence, and it gives the people around you a wonderful sense of competence as well. So everybody is building everybody, and it snowballs, and before you know it, you have the most efficient office in the company. Okay? You can do things like take extra classes to help improve your skills. You can go into an exercise group, find community classes. There's lots of free programs at community centers in your area all over the world. There's community centers, and they offer classes either for very little money or for no money at all. You just go there, and you take part. You sign up, and you take part. Okay? These are all things that let you become part of a smaller community, of all of which are people there to help themselves and each other. And that's where the joy comes from, and that's where the self-esteem gets born from. So, other things that we want to deal with is talking better about ourselves. Now, we've already kind of dealt with this, but I'm going to go into it a little bit more because it is quite important, and I really want to knock this point home, okay? It's really important for you to realize and accept that you're not alone in this. So many people suffer from low self-esteem and confidence, and it tears my heart out. You know, believe it or not, there are all kinds of people, too. They're not just people without money or with issues like this. There are people in happy marriages and in very high-paying jobs in the government and in business, celebrities. You don't have any idea how many of the people you idolize as stars and, oh, their lives must be wonderful, and these people are in horrible states, okay? It's truly sad. And what you need to do is you need to realize, and all these people need to realize, that they are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are a special person. You are here because you are a special person. You are unique. No one else in the world, of all the billions of people mulling about, you are the only person who is exactly like you. Your DNA is different from everybody else's DNA. Okay? Unless, of course, you're a twin, like an identical twin. But you know what I mean. You get the drift here, I'm sure. Your mind, your brain, how you think, is completely and uniquely your own. Out of 6 billion, 7 billion, 10 billion, 100 billion people, you are one of a kind. Now, in our society, one of a kind is incredible value. That means you have incredible value. You don't realize it, but you are the most valuable thing on the planet. So is the person next to you. So am I, so is everybody on this call, so is everyone who will be listening to this on a podcast, so is everyone who will never, ever, ever know about TMM or me or this class. Every single living being on this planet, in this universe, everywhere, is uniquely special and uniquely important. And you need to realize that about yourself. That will go a long way to helping you realize. You see, It will allow you to realize how unique and important you are without feeling like you're better than others, because none of us is better than anybody else. We are all equally wonderful. And there's lots of room in this world for everyone to be wealthy and for everyone to have high confidence and high self-esteem. You have more rights than just to realize how unique you are. Okay? You have the right to make mistakes. That doesn't give you the right to get depressed because you make a mistake. Learn from it. Move on. Everybody makes mistakes. Bill Gates has made more mistakes than any of us, and look at his success. We all make mistakes, and that doesn't take anything away from you at all. As a matter of fact, it makes you beautiful because it makes you human. You have the right to respect yourself and to be respected. It starts with you. When you respect yourself, others respect you too. When you have poor self-esteem and low confidence, you imagine that you are not important, that your opinion is unimportant. That is wrong. Okay? Completely and totally wrong. If you have a feeling to say something, say it. The reason why you have the feeling is because it's imperative that you say it. Okay? That's the only reason why you have the feeling. The key to positive self-esteem is to remember that you actually have control. This has been something that has been coming up and up and up throughout this class and all the other classes. You have total control. And if your situation is crappy, you have the control to put it there. You can put it better. You can make it better. We talked about journaling before in the first class. If you haven't started doing it yet, or if you haven't started doing it, then please start doing it. When you journal, when you record what's happening and your feelings, it's the most amazing tool for raising your self-esteem, because it helps you to discover new and exciting things about yourself that you wouldn't have noticed otherwise. Okay? You might want to start off by listing 25 good things about you. If you really try, you'll come out with them. I lift my feet when I walk. There you go. That's the good point about you right there. There's always something, okay? Anytime a negative thought pops into your head, okay, use Dr. Robert Anthony's flip switch, which I've told people about many times. I don't think I've brought it up in this course yet, but I'll do it now. A negative thought is nothing more than a red light on the dashboard. If you deal with it, your engine's fine. If you don't, your engine seizes and the car falls apart. Dr. Robert Anthony, who's a self-help genius in my opinion, he decided that wouldn't it be great if we could take a negative thought and turn it into a positive. So what he did was he created something called the flip switch. What the flip switch does is actually allow you to observe yourself. When you hear yourself or feel yourself thinking or speaking a negative thought, that becomes a trigger to think something positive. So I want you all to think about what puts a smile on your face. Is it your pet? Is it your kid? Is it a TV show? Is it like me making a silly face in a mirror? Whatever it is that makes you giggle, okay? It doesn't have to be important. It doesn't have to be meaningful. It can be silly. Whatever it is, okay? Use your negative thought as a sign that you need to now think something positive, and hold that positive thought for at least 10 or 20 seconds. You will find that it will totally disarm the negative thought. Another thing you can do, and we discussed this a little bit in earlier, is breathing. Okay? When you start getting these negative thoughts, I want you to take a break. I want you to inhale and exhale 10 times. Okay? On the exhale, I want you to speak the number that you are exhaling. So the first time, 1, 2, and so on. By doing that, you are forcing your concentration off of whatever it is that's angering you or upsetting you, and you are moving it towards focusing on your breath. That will give you time to lose the emotional attachment to whatever is going on in your head and give you more clarity of thought. So there's two examples right there of dealing immediately even without, if you don't have the recordings handy, you don't have anything else handy, you can do those two things, the flip switch and the breathing, that will allow you to turn off much of the effect of the negative stimulus that's around you. Okay? So, I'd like to go a little bit over, I see we're running out of time pretty quick here, but if you can just give me a second, please, I'm just going over my notes here. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit over the impact of body language, because that has a lot to do with how people react to us. And then when they react to us, of course, we react to that, and it can create quite a vicious circle. So, studies have shown that approximately 7% of your language, when you're speaking with others, comes across in a conversation. 38% comes from your voice. For instance, how you're projecting it, your accent, where you're placing emphasis on different words, how fast you're speaking, the expression in your voice, the pitch, and the volume. The majority of the conversation comes from your body language. How you're sitting or standing. Are you making eye contact with people? What position are you in? The expressions on your face, the gestures you're making with your head, your hands. Are you touching your arms? Are they crossed? Are you touching the other person? The position and movements of your head and body are all part of the communication process. Okay? A lot of people will try to hide their insecurity with their voice, with what they're actually saying. But the body language really gets across these things and actually makes it more believable. So whatever you're saying, your body language is likely to give you away. So you might as well stay honest. And when you're honest, you don't have to worry about remembering things. You don't have to lie either. Okay? So if you want to practice moving in confidence in front of other people, try doing it in front of a mirror first and watch yourself. Observe how you are. If your head is low, lift it up. If your shoulders are sloped forward, push them back. If you're slouched, stand straight. Okay? Look straight ahead. Good posture can translate into good self-esteem, especially if you want to make a good first impression with people or even an ongoing impression. So how you hold yourself or carry yourself has a lot to do with how other people will react to you, keeping in mind that how people react to you has a large degree for most of us, and especially in this program, for how we feel about ourselves. So if you want other people to help you to feel better about yourself, you want them to react better to you. If you want them to react better to you, practice these things in front of a mirror. Practice smiling too, okay? And you will see that when you practice these things in front of people, you will see it's very, very, very effective. Hand movements also have a great deal to do with it, okay? When you're moving your hands, try not to make them fast and scattered. Hand movements should be very slow, smooth, and flowing, okay? Almost like a ballet. Very soft, very smooth. Nothing fast. You're not dancing the robot from the, you know, from the 80s in a disco, okay? Nothing jerky, nothing stiff. Never, ever fold your arms in front of you. Okay, because that tends to be interpreted defensively by people. It makes you cold and unapproachable. Try not to put your hands in your pocket. Try not to tap on things or fidget, scratch, wring your hands. Try not to do any of that because it shows tension and it makes other people uncomfortable as well. Okay, eye contact is very important. Whenever you speak with someone, always try to maintain good eye contact. Very, very, very important, okay? All of these things are important. So, some things that you want to see in people and that you will see in people who are confident. And if you look at people around you who you define as confident, you'll see their head is up, their shoulders are back, they're always smiling, they gaze directly into your eyes, and they're calm and they're sure in their actions, okay? You want to go for a job interview, you present that, people will go, this is someone strong, effective, confident. This is who they want. They don't want someone who's going to be questioning every second move they make, and it's going to make everything go slowly, cumbersome, and there's going to be lots of mistakes. All right? Very important. So other ways that you can improve your self-esteem by modifying your own body language, okay, are to ask yourself some questions, okay? For instance, are you leaning forward slightly or sitting straight up? With your shoulders back? Do you look confident? Are you smiling? Do you look happy and eager to be there? Are you listening intently when other people are talking? You know, it's important that you're confident with what you say, but it's also important that you shut up once in a while and listen to what other people say. So guys and gals, I'm counting on you during the question and answer period to ask questions on the web by filling out the questions in the box and by putting up your hand on the phone, because it's important for me to shut up and listen too. I would like to learn from you as much as maybe you might like to learn from me, okay? So please, help me out a little bit too after this. Okay. Basically, nervous talking creates a nervous impression. Now, I apologize for the speed of the rest of this presentation, but I do feel it's very, very important to have a bit of a conclusion now and to kind of go over some various points that maybe I wasn't able to get into too much during the main lecture, but it's very important that I go through this before the end of the actual lecture period, because I want to make sure that you all have the resources and have the knowledge and the ability to apply all these things that I'm asking you to try and to practice. Because if you make yourself do these things, and I realize for many of you this is going to be outside your comfort zone, but that is what we're talking about here. Remember, it's outside your comfort zone. How many people are nodding their head right now and agreeing with me? Yeah, Maury, you're right. It is outside my comfort zone. Now I want you to think about something. You're comfortable being uncomfortable. You're comfortable being a person with low self-esteem. You're comfortable being someone who has no confidence. Realize to yourself right now that what you are defining as your comfort zone isn't a comfort zone at all. It's a defensive posture you have developed to maintain low self-esteem and to maintain low confidence. Once you break out of this posture and you move to a more healthful and healthy way of thinking and being and looking at yourself, you will see incredible changes. That happens by following and practicing the steps in this course, the helpful hints we've given earlier, some of the systems and methodologies that we've talked about today. You practice these things. That's one of the biggest reasons why Song and I decided to offer these things as podcasts and to actually go ahead and record this course. You'll notice we're not charging you for this. We're not doing this to make money. We're not doing this to take advantage of people who are down on their luck and they're desperate and they need anything, so they're going to spend money and money and money to make Song and I rich while they get progressively poorer because we give them crappy information with no solutions and no ways around. We're giving you guys solutions. We're giving you guys things to do. We're saying, okay, what if this happens and you're stuck? Well, we're telling you what you can do if this happens and you're stuck. This is not about wealth. This is about your sense of self-esteem and confidence. The wealth, the joy, the happiness comes automatically as a result of feeling better about yourself, as a result of feeling more confident in yourself and your ability to make decisions and answers, okay? You need to understand that you not only have all the power, you already have all of the ways to use this power. We've recorded these, and we are recording these for the simple purpose that there's a lot of content we're sharing, and there's no way in the world you'd be able to write all of this down and then study it afterwards. I'd rather you be able to relax and listen to this maybe while you're cooking dinner or lunch, or maybe while you're driving to work or driving home from work. You know, how many times do you sit in traffic for hours and hours and hours, and you're just nervous and you're upset? Wouldn't it be better to throw this on and to hear it a few times and to be able to say to yourself, huh, yeah, you know what? Every time I listen to this, I'm getting something new out of it. Maybe you're listening at home and you hit pause or stop and you take a note or two and you start practicing some of these things we're talking about. And then you start noticing changes and shifts in your own self and in your own sense of self. This is what it's about. Okay, you need to understand that our motivation, our intention is not to take money from you. You're seeing that. We're giving you method after method after method. If you have a problem, we're giving you supplementary methods to get past those problems, to get back on track. This is about us giving back to you because, again, if you're a little bit better off tomorrow, I'm a little bit better off tomorrow. We are all truly part of the same organism. It is so important to help other people when we have the opportunity. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You want to really feel good about yourself? You want to really feel high self-esteem? Do you really want to get great levels of confidence? Help somebody. You see somebody who's struggling opening a door, open the door for them. Offer to carry up some of their groceries for them. Pick that piece of paper up off the floor so somebody else doesn't slip on it or hurt themselves. You know, if you're walking through a parking lot and there's bad ice there or a pothole, go and tell management, hey, you have a sinkhole in your driveway. It's going to hurt someone. Someone's going to twist their ankle on this. You know, there's ice out there at the drugstore or at the grocery store. You guys get some salt out there on there, you know, or some sand so people don't trip and break their neck. Any little thing that you can do to help other people will help. Okay? It will help, and it will make an incredible difference in your feeling because you know what? You don't know. That's the weird thing about doing something proactive instead of reactive. You don't know that you stopped someone from falling and hurting themselves or breaking their neck. You don't know these things, but you know what? Your intention was to stop it. That in itself is good enough, and that will give you a feeling of love and joy within yourself that you've probably never experienced before if you've never done this. Feel free to get addicted to this kind of behavior, by the way. You know, whenever you see the opportunity to help someone, do it. That is the universe or God or whatever you want to talk about. That is their way of telling you, hey, here's an opportunity for you to help somebody else. And by virtue of helping that somebody else, guess what? You help yourself too. That is exactly how it works. Okay? We're going to finish up with how different body language and actions can be used to not feel bad. In other words, to feel good. I used the double negative because I wanted to point out how powerful words are. And the first thing out of everybody's brain when I said that was probably, I can't believe the guy who's telling us not to use negative terminology is pulling this stunt on us. Well, you recognized it because it's powerful. I'm telling you I did it for a reason. I'm going to go through a series of points now very quickly, and then we're going to go to the question and answer period, okay, so we can have some time for that. And quite frankly, I'm sure you guys are all ready for me to stop talking anyway. So I'm going to go into these last points. I'd like to remind anyone on the web who is listening and who has a question, a comment, or who just wants to say hi, please share it by filling out the box and submitting it on the webpage. If you're on the phone, write down your questions or comments or whatever you want to say and *2 when I announce the beginning of it, and please participate. If I don't get a lot of participation, I can only assume I'm doing an absolutely phenomenal job and there's nothing left to say. All right? So I would rather have participation, but if not, I will assume I'm doing a decent job, and I appreciate you all for at least telling me in that way that I'm doing a nice job. So here's some things that you can do about your body language that can improve your self-esteem and your sense of self-worth and confidence. First of all, maintain eye contact with people, okay? If you're talking to more than one person, bounce your eyes around through all of them, okay? Let them all feel like they're part of the conversation. Let them all feel connected. Don't stare at one person too much, okay? That can bug people, actually. You don't want to impose on their personal space, but you do want to let them know that you know they're there and that you are communicating with them, okay? Very, very important. Try not to cross your arms or your legs, okay? Always doing that will always make people feel like you're being defensive or guarded. They will feel like you're keeping something from them, okay? Always watch that. Don't be afraid to use up space. This is going to sound a little weird, but if you're sitting or standing with your legs apart and arms apart, that kind of signals self-confidence to people and that you're comfortable. And people will be more relaxed and comfortable around you because they see that you're relaxed and comfortable. Relax your shoulders. when you're tense, shoulders tend to wind up and get really close to your head and tightened in around to your body. You kind of form a C between the shoulder, your back, and then the other shoulder. So it's important to loosen up your shoulders, okay? Try to relax, loosen them up, bounce them around, have some fun with them, okay? When people are talking to you, don't just look at them, but once in a while, at least nod at them. When you nod at them, you know, bounce your head up and down a little bit. That lets them know that you're listening, okay? Don't do it all the time, though. They're going to think you're a bobblehead doll. But once in a while, do that. It lets them know you're paying attention, all right? Sit up. Don't slouch. Don't sit like you're in English class, but sit with good posture. Again, it lets people know you're alert. It lets people know you're listening. If you really want to show people that you're very interested in a portion of what they're saying, lean in towards them. Okay? So it lets them know that you don't want to miss anything. The act of leaning in shows intense interest. Okay? It also shows confidence because you're not afraid to get close to someone. So keep in mind that you lean in, you go back. You don't lean in and keep leaning forward and forward and forward. That can actually show that you might be a little bit needy and a little bit too close for comfort. But to lean in a little bit here and there shows people that there are particular areas of interest, and that gives them confidence to go on as well. When it's appropriate, allow yourself to smile and laugh. Okay? Don't be the first one to laugh at your own jokes, though. It makes you look a little nervous. But if other people laugh, feel free to laugh right along with them. When you're introduced to people, always smile. You put out your hand. Hi, how are you? You smile. I'm sure all of you can tell when I'm smiling, when I'm talking. The actual dynamic of your voice changes when you smile. The shape of your mouth, the interior of your mouth changes. It actually changes how the voice sounds, okay? When you're talking to people, try not to touch your face because that can be interpreted as nervous tension for people. If you're touching your face when people are talking to you, you know that classic psychiatrist pose where they're playing with their beard or fingering their chin, you know, that's actually interpreted by most people as a nervous gesture, okay? Always a good idea to keep your head up. Never look at the ground. It makes you seem very insecure, and it makes it seem like you're just not getting the conversation. Now, if it's true that you're really not getting the conversation, then feel free to ask questions. People do not mind being interrupted for points of clarification. So understand that if you don't understand something, and you ask me, hey, Maury, can you actually explain that, please? Then I know you're listening. And that you want to understand and you want to have an understanding, that actually makes me feel better about myself and about you because you're interested enough to care to really know what I'm talking about. Slowing down is very important also. This has to do not just with talking, but a lot of people, when they're talking with people, are walking as well. Okay? Now, when people are walking slower, it actually makes you seem more calm and confident. Believe it or not, slow walking actually relieves stress better than walking quickly does. So slow walking can help you quite a lot. Okay? Slowing down your talking, slowing down your walking. Again, we mentioned this before, try not to fidget too much. It shows you're distracted. It shows you're not paying attention. We talked about this earlier, using your hands more confidently. Don't fidget. Don't use your hands to scratch your face, your rear end, God knows where else, okay? When you're using your hands and you're speaking, slow, sure motion, okay? Nothing abrupt, nothing quick, okay? You don't want to be distracting by your hands, but at the same time, you want them to accentuate what you're talking about, all right? It brings across a sense of authoritativeness using your hands. If you're slow, and if you're confident in the motion. If you're drinking, whether it's a pop, a juice, alcoholic beverage, try not to hold your drink in front of your chest. It's best if you don't hold anything in front of your heart. as it, again, on a subconscious level, it makes you look guarded and distant, like you're hiding something. Okay, if you have to hold a drink or a glass, hold it at the side of your body. Now, don't stand too close to people. It makes them uncomfortable. You want to look and observe them. And if you're at a comfortable distance, you'll see that they're comfortable. Don't move into their little private bubble area. People have personal space. There's a reason why it's called personal space. Respect that, okay? And people will respect yours. When you're with a person, in order to get a good connection, you can actually start to mirror each other. That means that what they do, you do. Now, you don't want to be too obvious about this, okay? But if somebody is moving their arms to left and right, and you're walking with them, you can try to subtly match their motion. So when their left arm moves forward, your left arm's forward. Right arm, left foot, right foot. I'm sure you get the idea. This actually helps them to feel more comfortable with you because you're more, quote, unquote, in tune with them, okay? If they lean a little forward, you should lean a little bit forward. If they lean back, if they hold their hands on their thighs, you might do the same. Don't react instantly. Make it a very natural process, okay? Very slow and general. You don't want to draw attention to it, but on a subconscious level, they will feel more comfortable with you, okay? And lastly, keep a really good attitude, okay? You want to keep a positive attitude when listening to them. You're eager to listen to them. You're excited to be chatting with them. But at the same time, you're feeling very comfortable with them. Your body language, doing these things that I've mentioned, will transmit this to people. By nature, your transmitting of all these messages to them will actually come back to you and affect you in a similar fashion. You will find that you're, quote, unquote, acting and reacting in this fashion actually will allow you to, in reality, act this way. So you will be acting, but before you know it, the acting isn't an act anymore. The acting becomes the reality. And you are suddenly who you always wanted to be, because you always were that person, and the acting just helped bring it out of you. I'd like to thank all of you for listening to the quote-unquote lecture part of this particular class. I hope you've gained a lot of beneficial information from it and exercises. Of course, we are going to be making all of this completely available to everybody. You will be able to download all 6 parts of the class at your desire. Now, I do have some questions, not a lot of questions on the web, but I do have some questions, but I do invite people now to write their questions down on the web or comments, or if you have helpful advice, again, and I mention this all the time, I'm very open to people who want to be helpful to others. So if you have a story you'd like to relate, either on the phone or on the web, type it out or shout it out, okay? On the web, you fill out the box at the bottom left-hand corner, hit enter, or submit, and you will send the message to me. I will be very, very happy to read your comments over this class and share them with everybody. Your thoughts are valuable. If you feel the urge, please don't hold back, because you're not just ripping us off by not sharing what your urge is telling you to share, you're also ripping yourself off. Perhaps more importantly, you're ripping yourself off by not sharing and allowing yourself the opportunity to feel good about helping others through your experience. So, we have the box on the webpage. You fill it out, you submit. For people on the telephone who would like to say hello, who would like to add either questions or comments, star and the 2 button will raise your hand for me. I will see you there. I will acknowledge you and invite you to join the conversation. So, if you don't mind, I'm just going to take a second to have a sip of water. I'll check the phone. I'll check the questions, and then we'll get started. Thank you very much. Okay, so again, it's *2. Please, on the telephone and on the web, you just fill it out and ask your question. So, we currently don't have anyone on the phone, who would like to ask questions. And surprisingly, we have very limited questions on the web today as well. So this might actually be the shortest class of all. Boy, wouldn't that be weird. Okay, we have Laura from Roseville, California, who would like to say hello or ask a question or make a comment. Laura, please feel free. You have the floor.
Hi, Maureen. This is Laura, and I just want to thank you for just giving your time and just really appreciate all that you're teaching us. But I have a question.
Thank you. Please feel free.
I feel really frustrated. It seems it seems like my life is like crazy. How do I describe it? Well, just as an example, I've been trying to build an internet business because my husband's ill and he hasn't worked for a while. So we've been off work, and I thought it was a way for me to earn some money. And it's just like stuff just keeps getting in the way. Like last,
about
a month and a half, and like my father-in-law fell down yesterday. I had to take him to the emergency room.
Oh, I see.
You know, the dog, I had to take the dog to the vet. I mean, it's just been like that for months. And
okay,
I'm like,
can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
I was stuck in really, really bad traffic today on my way back to come to this for this seminar. And I left myself 2.5 hours for a 20-minute ride. And there were accidents. There were all kinds of things that got in my way to coming here. When I got here, I made it here about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, my time, which is when the seminar starts. And I was thinking to myself the whole time in the car on the way over here, I'm thinking, okay, I left myself like tons of time. Why is it that I might actually be late? Like, you know, I have people relying on me to show up for this thing, and I may not actually be able to be there for them. And, you know, what's going on here? Well, as it turned out, I got here with like 10 minutes to spare. I wasn't able to do any of my prep work that normally I do. Normally I go for a half an hour, 45-minute walk just to build up my energy levels, these kinds of things. Well, I got here, as I mentioned, with 10 minutes to spare. I didn't have a chance to build my energy. I didn't have a chance to do any of this. But while I was in the car, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I could interpret this as something bad, you know, causing me stress before a talk. Or I could say that maybe I'm being held up because something was going to happen to me if I wasn't held up. You're talking about how things are happening that are getting in the way. You mentioned your father-in-law, I believe.
Yes.
You know, and what was the other point you mentioned as well that got in the way the other day?
Oh, the dog had to go to the vet.
Okay, the dog had to go to the vet.
I mean, it's been like, and I needed to drive my son somewhere because his car broke down. I mean, it's just
there
been
you go.
Like, you know, a zillion things.
Well, you know, maybe you're looking at this from the wrong perspective. Maybe you need to think to yourself, you know, I want to start this internet business, and I want to get it going. And I think you should realize that all you're doing is building up beautiful karma points. Because you could be selfish and say, you know what, I'm calling an ambulance for Dad. You know what, dog, you've been around long enough. Okay? I mean, seriously, I know you're laughing, but you know what, dog, you've been around long enough. It's time for me to think about me, right? All these different things. But you didn't choose to do that, right? Ultimately, you made the choice to help these people. You made the choice to help your son, to help your father-in-law, and to help your doggie. Right?
Yes.
Why concentrate or pay attention to the fact that, oh, these things are all coming up and getting in my way? Why not look at it instead as, isn't it nice that I was there to do these good things for these people? What if I wasn't there to do these things? You should actually be feeling really good about yourself for doing these things, especially because you, quote, unquote, sacrifice your own gain for the benefit of others. That is incredibly noble. That is a wonderful, all three of those things are wonderful building blocks for self-confidence and self-esteem. Ultimately, you know that you have the ability to do what you want to do. That's why you made the effort to help these people and the dog. Because you knew that you could do what you needed to do, and you knew that they needed your help because they couldn't do what they needed to do. In reality, you did wonderful things that are only going to, believe it or not, help your business in the long run. Maybe these delays are happening because there's something you're missing in the planning of your business, and they're giving you these delays so that you have long enough to realize, you know what, maybe I need to look over my business plan a little bit before I actually get started to make sure I'm dotting my I's and crossing all my T's. Maybe these delays are happening to stop you from making a horrible mistake. And when you wake up and you realize that I need to look over my business plan just to make sure I've got everything covered here, maybe after that you'll find that these things will stop happening. I believe these delays are occurring, not necessarily that someone's getting sick to help you to do better at business, but that your choice to go and help them is there because you actually know that there's something you need to do differently. You know, about, oh, I don't know, I can't remember now. You know, I live so much in the present that time doesn't really mean all that much to me. A while ago, not that long ago, but a while ago, I had already written this course on self-esteem and self-confidence. I had over 85 pages written. I'm not a writer, guys and girls, okay? I am not a writer. I wrote like almost 80 pages of a course, a six-week course. That is almost a miracle for someone like me. And what happens? You think I would have been proud and printed it out? No, I had it on my computer. You want to know a funny thing? My laptop, which is what I work off of, is 6 years old. Golly gee, Beav, my hard drive died. I had a backup, but my backup was from before I wrote this. So I got pretty much everything back except for the course. My instinct was to roll my eyes and feel sorry for myself. Oh, boy, come on. This is really important. I can't believe that I put all this work into it, and now I can't even do it. Does that sound kind of familiar to you? I'm putting all this work into this, but I can't do it? Well, you know what I took it to mean? And this is why my gut told me to tell you, maybe you want to look over your business plan, maybe you want to look over your service providers. You want to look over every little nuance of your business to make sure you dot your I's and you cross your T's. Because I think these things are buying you time to do it better. And that's how I took the hard drive crash. Isn't it funny that my hard drive crashes? I still had a backup of my email. I had backups of all everything else, but for some reason I didn't back up that. It was my way, the universe's way, nature's way, whatever's way of saying, you know what, more, you can do better. And I lost it all because I could do better. And I believe I mean, you guys are the only ones who can tell me if I'm doing a good job or not. But this, I believe, is far superior to the course that I wrote the first time. Far superior, in my opinion. And hopefully it's proving helpful for people who are listening, and that's how we know for sure. Well, thank you. But this is my point. It's how we choose to interpret things that makes the difference here. You're choosing through maybe a history of wondering what's going on, what might be happening, what may have happened previously in your life, to associate all these delays as a negative. Mm-hmm. I believe they're actually a positive for you. You know, Song and I, when we started doing all of this, we had all kinds of horrible things happen to us. Okay? You guys wouldn't believe how many, I don't know if you've ever heard of something called the BitTorrent site, but how many people have stolen TMM recordings and are giving them away for free to crooks on the internet.
Oh, my.
You know, my life's work, just here, take it, it's free. I've had three people call me and ask me for a link to buy Quantum Mind Power, two for Quantum Mind Power and one for Quantum Confidence. And these are people who got it for free on one of these sites, used it for a month or two, found benefits and then didn't feel right using it anymore unless they actually bought it.
They
turned around and they bought it. But all I'm saying is your delays that you're experiencing are there to actually help you. There is something not right with your plan. There's something not right with the way you want to do something. And you are getting these delays because you're loved.
Uh-huh.
That's the only reason why. You're getting these delays because somebody is trying to tell you. It's like the dog scratching on the door. Why is the dog scratching on the door? Why is the dog scratching on the door? Maybe the dog's trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Start going over what you're doing. I'm sorry?
I have to go to the bathroom. The dog scratching on the door.
Maybe that's what the dog's telling you. Exactly.
Yeah.
But until you realize what the dog's trying to tell you, it does nothing happens, right? So all I'm saying is I think these things are happening because there's something missing or there's a mistake that was going to cost you big time. And something doesn't want you to make that mistake. This is a benefit for you. This is not a negative. Don't get frustrated. Decide that you're going to look at your plan now and you're going to pay attention to it and you're going to look at your hosting company and you're going to call them and make sure everything is okay with them and you're going to make sure your payment way, you know, processing way is set up properly and that everything is good. Because I honestly, my gut feeling strong says, hey, there's something not right with what you're doing and you need to look at it and that's why we're stopping you now.
Okay.
Okay, so be grateful. Don't be upset. Okay. Be grateful. Because it's all for your good, okay? And you know that you can talk to me anytime, right? So I'm here for you. So I'm here for you if you need me. And remember, this is something you should be grateful for, not something you should be upset about. This is saving you from maybe losing a lot of money or losing a lot of potential profit. Okay?
Good. All right.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. So you look it over, and maybe next call or the next this last call, maybe you come on and you let us know if you found something, okay? I wouldn't be surprised at all. All right?
All right.
Is there anything else, Laura, that you would like to – you're welcome. But is there anything else that you'd like to ask right now?
No, I'm good.
Or maybe share with people an experience of yours that you'd like to share that maybe others might be able to relate to and perhaps learn from. If there's nothing, that's okay.
You know, to say that I think that the tapes have been amazing. I mean, I see definite differences in my thinking, especially in my thinking.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing
that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Laura, you know, we are going to be on for a little while longer, so if anything else, you know, you're inspired to share or say, you know, maybe I'm going to read some of the notes from the web now. If any of that inspires you to help people with ideas of your own, then please feel free as well. And I'm going to throw you back on mute again, but thank you so much for sharing. And if you want to share again, please feel free to star 2, and we'll go right for it. So thank you, Laura, for sharing that, and I really hope that I was able to help you, to help yourself. We now, before I go to the web, we have Albert who's been holding for a while, so I would just like to welcome him to the call. And hi, Albert, how are you tonight?
Good, Maury. Thank you for this opportunity. And
thank you.
You know, when I was listening to Laura, it was making me think about, you know, when I was going to graduate school, I had intended on going to Stony Brook University. It was about 40 miles down the road. It was a state school. The tuition was right. And I had applied, and my undergraduate work was very good. And for some reason, you know, I wasn't accepted at that particular university for their Master's of Social Work, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I ended up going to Adelphi, which was 3 times the distance, about 80 miles away, and was a private school. It was about 4 times the money. And there I met one of the professors, Dr. Richard Belson, who I still maintain a good relationship with now. We talk fairly frequently in case conference, and he was right up there with Jay Haley. They worked together in the Milan group with Salvador Mnuchin,
mm-hmm.
and was just an incredible, you know, what I thought was you know, a major setback and disappointment. It really turned out to be an incredible experience that I wouldn't have had, you know, going to the state school, which was more about, you know, social policy and things like that, whereas Adelphi was exactly what I was looking for, which was clinical social work. And, yes, you just never know, you know, and... you know, looking back, you know, it was just, you know, really, you know, a blessing that they didn't accept me at Stony Brook because, you know, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to make that connection with Dr. Belson. And it was just, I just wanted to share that and to hope that... you know, helps, you know, Laura or whoever else is listening and, you know, there's bigger forces at work here, you know.
Well, you're 100% right. I don't know if I've said anything on these calls, but on the monthly calls from the membership club, I know I've mentioned that. I've been fired from more jobs than probably all of you have had combined. And I used to think that all these people were really mean and thoughtless and treating me like dirt and, you know, why me, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? I'm grateful to each and every one of them because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be chatting with you guys right now. So, you know, I'd be wearing some suit and some job that I'm not fulfilled doing, not really helping or making a difference. You know, the jobs that I had weren't very, like, inspirational jobs. And for me, at least, you know, that doesn't mean that they weren't good jobs. They just weren't my cup of tea, as it were. And I'm very grateful, just like you're grateful for being turned down. Whereas at the time, I'm sure gratitude was the last thing you wanted to share with these people.
Exactly.
But now,
yeah.
Right? But now, you're very grateful to them for turning you down. In some fashion, everything happens for a good reason. It's just a matter of being able to have the vision to and the openness of mind to be able to see it. You know, and I think that's what's happening with Laura now, too. Hopefully she understands that, you know, everything for a good reason. And, you know, our instinct, for whatever crappy reason, but our instinct is always to jump down the path of hell. It's always for a bad reason. It's always, why me? That's always how it is. And the truth is, if you look at anything, you can always see everything as a negative. You can also see lining in everything if you choose to look at it that way. And you know what? Through using a lot of these exercises that I'm telling you guys about now, I am going out of my way to try to hammer these ideas down all of your throats because I can tell you that they work, not just from my own personal experience, but there is a significant amount of that, but from every single person that I have ever known who has followed even 30%, but really committed to it. 30% of what I'm saying makes incredible changes. And then all of a sudden, you know, you start getting confidence, not only in yourself, but in doing these things. So you start doing them more, right? And the more and more and more you do these things, the more confidence you get. And the more confidence you get, the more you do them. And then eventually it's a habit, you know, just like eating or breathing or negative reinforcement, which we're all very good at doing.
Now, speaking of, you know, eating and breathing, and I just have a question.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure.
You know, I know you always say you have a glass of water, you know, before you know, doing the programs and such.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the your nutritional regimen is you know, so important just to all of this. Oh, and you know, down you know, down here in the States, it's a little difficult. We've got to get the I do a combination in the morning. With yogurt, with a coffee grinder, and I do hemp seeds, flax seeds, chive seeds, sunflower seeds, combination of seeds.
Excellent.
You know, ground them up and sadly, we've got to get the hemp seeds up from Canada, and they're sterile. They've got to sterilize them before.
That's right. That's right. They irradiate them so because otherwise people will grow them.
It's just
so.
Unbelievable. But
yeah, really is.
Always is a nutritional component to all of this as well. I mean, it's like. Feeding the mind, but the body as well too. Taking care of.
Yes, definitely. We're all connected. As long as we're on this planet, to us it feels like a long time. Okay, whether it's 5 years we're here, 10 years, 80 years, 100 years, to us it feels like a long time. I believe in the larger scheme of things because I believe that we are all very, very, very. We're kind of limited in our thinking and in our view. I believe that we're all energy, and our bodies are nothing more than an apartment or a house, if you will. So if you think about how many times you may have changed residences in your life, you can kind of look at that as parts of life. So the amount of time that we're living in this body is simply just a place to live for this portion of our life. And it's entirely possible that when we get to whatever phase is next or the ones after that, we may have a recollection or a realization that this part of our life, really, experientially speaking, is no longer than a couple of seconds in the overall scope of our actual existence as a being of light and energy, which is really what we are. The human body is the only place in the universe that I'm aware of that has an energy source that doesn't have something creating it. You're kind of like, I guess religion calls that the soul. But what makes you different from a robot is the fact that you actually, have an energy in you that gives you a personality and makes you different from something else and everybody else. Otherwise, you're a robot. Your body is your body. However it works or doesn't work isn't even important. It's just a place to live for the time being. Energy does not get destroyed. It just gets changed. So, when the body finally falters, as it will for all of us, and we move on, then we will move on to whatever is next. And I believe that this experience is ultimately incredibly short compared to the overall experience of our energy and our what is really us. So it's important to remember that whatever our circumstances are, it's important to make the most of whatever that is, and the fact that you're here makes you important. It doesn't matter how you're here. It doesn't matter if you're, I guess this is a bad example, but it doesn't matter if you're Tiger Woods. It doesn't matter. In light of what's happened, it might be a bad example. It doesn't matter if you're, Bill Clinton. It doesn't matter. Boy, I'm picking all these people who are having affairs. Let's try to find somebody else. It doesn't matter if you're Bill Gates. It doesn't matter if you're Joe, the suit salesman down the street. It doesn't matter what you do or if you do anything. If you're here, there's a purpose for you being here. And you need to understand that that's where the value comes from. And, again, if you're having bad experiences here, understand that in the grand scheme of things, you're probably just learning something that will be very valuable to you, whatever is next for you, whether it's here or somewhere else. So don't get too focused on the negative. Pay attention to the positive. There are those who believe in reincarnation and rebirth. And they say that if you have things to learn and things to know, then you'll keep coming back. But once your particular essence knows what it's supposed to know, you move on to whatever's next. So my guess is that if all of us learn that life is to be a joy and we're to be helping others to achieve that themselves, and, don't sweat the little things, as it were, then I suspect that all of us will be here and then gone. We won't come back to this particular existence because we'll be ready to move on because we'll have learned the ultimate lesson that it's really about helping and having intention that's healthy and pure and, just being there for others. That's where the real joy comes. The real joy comes in helping others and in having experiences that allow you to get better understanding. Look at your university or college experience. It would have been completely different had you not been turned down by the state college. Laura's experience, I am totally confident that Laura is going to find something that would have made it horrible for her to start her business right away. And then she'll have evidence that everything happens for a reason. I've had that happen a million times in my life. I remember, you know, to be quite abrupt, I remember a specific experience about a year ago, driving on the highway, there was no traffic, but there were three people blocking all three lanes. I don't know whether they were looking at each other or what they were doing, but they were holding me back. And for whatever reason, I wanted to pass them, but I couldn't pass for the life of me. Okay, finally, they broke up and I passed. As I'm passing, there's a bridge maybe, I don't know, a kilometer and a half up, which might be half a mile up, and I see a car go over the bridge and smash right down in the middle of the road. If these people had let me by, there's a very good chance the guy would have landed right on top of me. I saw him drop from the bridge. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I can estimate timing. There's an excellent chance I would have been right there when he landed. You know, I don't know how else I can illustrate it.
Yeah.
Everything for a reason, man, and yeah. People out there, everything for a reason. And you all have to just assume that when you're held up, when things are stopping from happening right now, it's always for a good reason. You don't see it because you're impatient. You want to have the money. You want to have the wealth. You want to buy that new car. You know, maybe you want to get the surgery, like the face surgery or whatever, to get rid of the wrinkles. Whatever your excuse is, the stall is there for your own sake and for your good. You just need to take that as a hint that there's something happening that you need to investigate or look at. When you do that, you will notice and start having a lot more faith in these delays when they happen.
I want to make one more comment on the
sure.
Body language, and I guess it was you know, establishing rapport is really the most critical thing with you know, work or you know, just you know, in dealing with you know, people. And one of the things I do, you know, it's very basic. It's you know, just matching you know, the breathing pattern of the person, also the blinking of you know, their eyes. And I know when it's a very subconscious level of rapport, which is, I guess, the highest level of rapport when you really think about it. And you can really see when that's established, because especially with the blinking of the eyes, you know, when they blink, you know, I blink, and then when... You know, after a period of time, then if I blink, then if I see them blink right after that, then, you know, I know that that rapport has been established.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, without rapport, there's nothing.
Right.
You know, I mean, and that's with the body language and reading the body language and all of that.
Yeah, it really makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, when I was doing, I was at the drug rehab for 10 years on staff and doing on family day, when the family would come in, I would purposely not have any chairs you know, prearranged in a circle or rows. I would just have them, you know, scattered, and it was very interesting to see. You know, where people would, you know, position themselves as far as, you know, the patient and their family coming in and where they would, you know, be. And it was really very, what's the word I'm looking for, representative of what that family was, you know, going through, and, you know, certain things where when you saw that the patient was the child of and the parents were in, and that the patient was seated in between the two parents, that was, you know, I mean, just the whole dynamics were very, I mean, obviously out of alignment to begin with. There's a, you know, intensive inpatient drug alcohol treatment is, you know, pretty serious stuff. But when you see that, you know, that structuring and that, it's just all fascinating. And I just get overwhelmed with this. And I guess that just kind of where I'm going with this is, you know, it's like the more, you know, it's almost like a cliche, but, you know, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. And, you know,
that's so true. You know,
it's like very, very humbling, you know?
Yeah, it certainly is. But you know what? It's also very healthy. Because think about it. When we think we know something, we close our minds. Right? Because we already know. Why should we, you know, listen to anything? I already know. I don't know everything there is to know. No point in me listening to you or anybody else. But when we realize, like you say, that the more we learn, the less we actually know, that now makes us hungry and thirsty for more. All of a sudden, you're listening and thinking to everybody, and you're taking responsibility for your knowledge. You're doing searches on the internet. You're talking to people. You're asking questions. You're starting conversations. You're joining conversations. All of a sudden, life becomes a lot more interesting. You know, and it's all because, you know, of a little thing, a little action, a little body language, a little spoken language. It's incredible. And you know how good you feel about yourself when you start taking responsibility for your own knowledge and your own feelings. You know, it empowers you.
Yeah, I mean, it was the other night I was watching, it was like a 10-minute clip. It was Milton Erickson, and he was working with this woman, and it was just a 10-minute clip of obviously a much longer, you know, probably a 7-hour Erickson session or something. But he was able to guide this woman in and out of trance. Oh, in the 10 minutes, I was trying to count how many times he was, you know, guiding her in and out of trance, and it was just amazing. And I'm like, wow, this is, I'm never going to get this stuff, you know?
Well, you know what, as Shakespeare once said, there's more things in heaven and earth.
Yeah.
So that's what's important to remember. There is truly more things in heaven and earth, and that's what makes life so wonderful and so fascinating. So, anything else you'd like to share with us tonight before I go on to some of the web questions?
Just wish Lori well with her endeavors, and everyone else that's in their pursuits the same.
That's very kind, and thank you so much for sharing. As always, it's insightful and educational, and it's nice because, you know, like I was mentioning, when other people leave messages or when they talk, that gives me a chance to learn. Because I don't really learn anything when I'm talking. So I appreciate your sharing. Thank you very much, Albert. And we are going to be... Sorry, go ahead.
Just one other comment. Yeah, I wanted the last two segments, I didn't call in because I really wanted to just practice listening, you know, not just think about what to say. And I really couldn't take it anymore. I had to chime in tonight, you know.
Well,
that was
definitely appreciated.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to go to some web questions now, but for those of you who would like to call in still, *2 will let me know you're there, and after a few of the web questions, we'll come back to some calls if there are any, okay? So we have Thomas from Prague. I believe that's in Czechoslovakia. So he's thanking us for running the course. You're very welcome. He has what he calls slightly positive feedback. And to show how honest I am, I'm going to read it regardless of how high, low, or in between it might be. I have been using Quantum Confidence System for about 50 days. On one hand, I have noticed no changes either in my mental activities or in my emotional makeup. On the other hand, now keep in mind, people, that he said noticed. That's a very important term here. On the other hand, and this is, I suspect, where it's important, I feel that my body posture is better and that I have improved my tennis skills a little bit. It has happened without any deliberate effort. Okay, so he hasn't noticed things. Odds are, well, he has noticed things, obviously not with respect to what he's talking about as far as emotional makeup or mental activities, but he has noticed it in his tennis skills as well as his body posture. So there are changes happening. One of the things that it's important to remember, people, is that everybody changes at their own speed depending on what their needs are. In Thomas's case, his changes are happening at a nice, normal clip. 50 days, certain changes being noticed. He's sticking with the course, so obviously there's some intuition there as well that it's helping. I think that's wonderful. Some people have very dramatic results quickly. Other people have dramatic results later. Some people never have dramatic results. Some people don't even notice results until other people bring them up to them too, by the way. So these are all things to consider. You really have to trust your instincts yourself as far as what you're doing, and maybe you need to change how you're listening sometimes. If you're not getting results that you want to get, even if you are getting some results, maybe try changing your listening schedule around a little bit. If you have questions, you can always send me your listening schedule and then suggest more. This is what I'm doing now. I am experiencing some change, but I'd like to see if there might be a way to speed that up a little. Send me an email. I'll be happy to get back to you with my suggestions. You never know. Okay, he asks, can I play Quantum Confidence subliminals while watching television? You certainly can. How should I adjust the volume? Should it be adjusted to the background noise before the television set is turned on, or should I adjust the volume after the TV has switched on? In this case, the volume for the subliminals would be higher. It's not dangerous to my hearing, is it? Thanks, Thomas from Prague. Well, thank you, Thomas. That's an excellent question. I would suggest turning on the TV, having it on a regular volume for yourself, then turn on the subliminal and have it run so you can barely notice it. You kind of have to think about it, you know. You have to concentrate. Okay, I hear the TV, I hear the music. Oh, there we are, I hear the background. That is the right volume. You do not, remember, this is subconscious, okay? The actual embedded frequency of the subliminals themselves is at a very high frequency, which you don't really hear anyway, consciously. Your subconscious mind will pick it up regardless of the television. I don't believe there are any frequencies that the television is likely to produce that you will find comfortable anyway, that will mask that anyway. So you want the volume to be at a barely audible volume, whether you're listening in a quiet room or whether you're listening in a noisy room. It will not hurt your hearing as long as it's at a barely audible volume. All right? Please don't listen with headphones. Again, headphones are problematic because if you listen at too high a volume, you can hurt your hearing. Okay? And you can just cause yourself pain as well because, again, they're at a very high frequency and you don't want to hurt yourself. We have Chuck from Marietta. You may have covered this, but I want to ask anyway. Excellent, Chuck. That's exactly what I'm looking for. You didn't hear it. You want to know. Ask away. I love it. Okay, what is the best way to become clear on the real issue? It seems to me that it is important to have a quiet, firm confidence rather than an enlarged ego. That's a good point. How does one keep this balance? Okay, first step, get the course solution report from Song, okay? You can email us for it. If you don't already have it, you can go to our blog and download it, or I can send it to you as a last resort if you can't find it anywhere else. The reason for that is that helps you to identify specifically your core issues and how to deal with them, okay? It will help you through intention using the Quantum Confidence or other TMM recordings to help you to deal with them once you've identified them, okay? Very, very important. How do you keep the balance? Keep perspective. Keeping perspective is using the recordings. The recordings do not give you false sense of supremacy or I'm better than anybody else or I'm even wonderful as a human being and I don't care about other people. It gives you balance anyway. So use intention, okay? I may have mentioned this before in this call. I've mentioned it in other calls. If you mention that you're listening to this call and you want the protocol for directed manifestation, that's actually what I was reading to you at the beginning of the call. So request it. I'll send it to you. If you follow this protocol and you're concerned about your balance, then make sure you include affirmations that you're writing that include, keep keeping a balanced outlook and behavioral pattern, and you will be able to do so. It's really that simple. Okay, you go on with, on another note, I am having some difficulty with the recordings. Is it best to find the one that is comfortable and play it daily, or should I try to use all the recordings for a period of time? All right. Generally speaking, it's best to follow the protocol at least for a few weeks. If you are, and then you develop your own protocol after that. It's kind of built in to the protocol and the recordings. If, however, you are finding that certain recordings are better for you than others early in your listening regime, then feel free to listen to the recordings that you enjoy listening to. When you enjoy listening to the recording, it is your subconscious way of saying, hey, this is going to do the best for me now. So forego the other recordings and listen to the ones that you like. Okay? This system, the whole TMM system, is designed to take advantage of certain capabilities of the human mind, and it's designed to turn on pleasure centers when you're reading or listening to something that is good for you and that is helping you at the moment. Okay? So if you're getting a pleasure center activated saying, hey, I like this, this is nice, but no, I don't like this, this isn't nice, listen to the ones that make you feel nice. When you get a desire or an urge to go back to some of these others, you may find that now you like them. You may go through periods where you want to listen to them and other periods where you don't. That's why you get a variety. Once you start developing your own listening protocol, that's where the variety comes in. When you start listening initially, we give you everything because it's important to get a good base. If you're having trouble with some of the recordings and you haven't been listening that long, you may want to try listening at a quieter volume. Sometimes they can be a little intense, so you want to listen quietly so that everything comes through simple. So my first suggestion to you is try listening quieter, much quieter, to the recordings that maybe you're not so comfortable with right now. The reason I say that is maybe those recordings are helping to bring up something repressed, and that may not be a pleasant experience for you. It's not a matter of stopping so you don't have to not listen, okay? It's a matter of listening quieter, so maybe these repressed things can come up and be released. They're partly what's holding you back. So in a way, what you're listening to may actually, that you don't like, may actually be some of the best thing for you. Try listening quieter. See how it goes for a while. If it's still bothering you, then do the first thing we suggested, okay? Start with what you like. When you will feel the urge to change or to try new ones, try them and see how it works out, okay? Please let me know how it works for you. I appreciate your comments, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, and your question has helped a lot of people. Everybody's question helps a lot of people, so please keep that in mind, okay? Again, star 2 if you want to raise your hand and you have something to say, or if you just like to say hi. Leave questions in the web if you'd rather do it that way. Okay, Maury, you so read my mind. I was going to type a hello everyone and let you know that you're absolutely the best teacher I've ever had. Well, that's very kind of you, but you're all the best students a teacher could possibly have. You make it very easy for me, so thank you all. And yes, I am loving everything you have taught us so far. Love and light, Sheila in Winnipeg. Well, Sheila, thank you for sharing that. It's always nice to be appreciated. And I want all of you out there to know, including you, Sheila, that you're just as appreciated as you appreciate me. So thank you very much. Now, she also has a question with respect to the subliminals for the actual affirmations being said in them that we cannot hear. Can you post those scripts? Okay. Yeah, I'm actually waiting. I need Song to give me access to create sections in the forum. As soon as the actual subliminal scripts are available, for all of the programs, I'm going to be posting them in the forum, but I need to create a section for that first. So please be patient, folks. I will get those up as soon as I can. Okay, and it looks like Sheila is creating a new product called Quadraliminals. Interesting. Okay, she wants us to post the scripts too, so we can do. Oh, I see. So she can do her own triliminals. Triliminals, you can make yourself if you have the software. Don't try to mix them with any of my stuff, though, okay? Because the minute you start mixing with my recordings in mixers, you will destroy about 80% of the subtle nuances of the TMM method. There is a protocol that I have designed for people who want to listen to their own meditations or their own, you know, affirmations, if you will, while listening to programs like Schumann Resonance or Neural Synergy. If people would like that, they're welcome to ask me for it. My email is Morry, M-O-R-R-Y, at quantum-mind-power.com. I will require, the only thing I require is that you send me a copy of your receipt in the email along with your request so that I know you're indeed a member of my system or club so that I, you know, reasonably can send you things for that purpose. Okay. We have a comment, drug and alcohol rehab. I think they should have one for self-esteem. Maybe you can start a retreat, Morry. Well, that's very nice. And, you know, I think it's funny because, you know, initially when we were coming up with quantum confidence and the original triliminals, the idea was confidence and self-esteem because most of you in the poll that we held a year and a half ago or so, that's what you asked for. So I had been working on systems for that anyway, and we decided to focus on that. In actually developing the full system and putting it all together, it's incredible how important self-esteem and self-confidence is to so many aspects of life. In a way, quantum confidence is just as general, as well as being specific a program, as the quantum mind power is, because confidence and self-esteem has such a large part in pretty much everything that we do. So it really is universally acceptable and universally beneficial for everything that we want to do or accomplish in our lives. And that's a really good point. You know, the Quantum Confidence and Self-Esteem webinar that you're all participating in now, this is not something we're charging for. So, you know, if somebody knows of a drug and alcohol program that they think might benefit from this and they want to contact them and let them know that I'm available, you can give them my email address or the website and they can contact me, and I'd be more than happy to donate the full series once the series is complete if they feel that it would be helpful in their training regime and supplemental, you know, materials to help keep people off of their addiction. I think that's a great idea. Thanks so much for sharing that. Okay, Sheila again from Winnipeg would just like to say that in her opinion, she thinks that this particular webinar is the best one yet. I do appreciate that. I'd like to think I'm getting a little bit better as I go on. Tina from the UK, and this might be the last one, I'd like to mention to you all that there is a, that if you dial star 2, you can have a comment. If you have something you'd like to say that might help people, or just a simple hello or a question, star 2 will put your hand up, and I'd be happy to welcome you to the call. Write your comments in the box on the web if you'd like that to be dealt with as well. So, Tina in the UK. Hi, Morry. Hi, all. Great call as usual. Well, thank you very much, Tina. All of your energy, believe it or not, has a lot to do with the quality of the call. If it's bad, it's all me. If it's good, it's all you. There you go. A small suggestion for Laura, who called earlier, to try a technique that Tina uses sometimes to change the way she feels and think at any given situation. So thank you for sharing, Tina. We'll read this to her right now. And to everyone, for that matter, thanks for sharing. Helping should make you feel amazing, Tina. So I'm going to just read this rest of your comment here so it can be shared by everybody. Simply wear an elastic hairband around your wrist, and whatever interruptions occur in your life, make sure your frustration, I'm changing her. You know what, I'm going to change this. I'm going to read it just the way you wrote it instead of changing it. It'll make it easier. Simply wear an elastic hairband around your wrist, and whatever interruptions occur in her life, that make her feel frustration, twang the band, which will act as a reminder to change her feelings, and then choose to think and feel differently about it. It works for me. Since we can't change what happens, we might as well change the way we feel about all the frustrations of life. Also, the affirmations, my business is safe and protected, and I have the right business for me, I love my business, are also really helpful. I hope this helps, and I can somewhat relate to her situation too. So, Tina, thank you for sharing. That's a wonderful idea with the band and wonderful affirmations as well. So I hope that helps you, Laura, there, and I hope it helps everybody. Because you know what? This is, you know, Tina's helping Laura, but in reality, you know, you're really helping everybody. So, Alina in Toronto. Hi, Maury. How do we get to your forum? Thank you. Okay, for those of you who have bought into Maury's private club but haven't bought Quantum Mind Power or Quantum Crunchments, I'm assuming, Alina, that that is your case, just email me with your receipt and ask for access to the forum, and I will send you the access. Just so you know, all of you who are not in the forum but want to participate can. It doesn't cost anything, but you do have to register. It will ask you for a username and a password. Please understand that this username and password are not the same one you get to download the recordings. You choose those when you sign up. You can use the same ones if you like, but you don't have to. Okay? So, again, just send me evidence that you have purchased either the monthly club membership or the, you know, either one of our programs, and I'll be more than happy to send you how to access the forum. All right? Now, I'm going to take about a 30-second pause and allow you to have a last chance at star-2ing me if you're on the phone or writing a quick little message into the box. Once this time is up, if no one else has anything to say, I will do my closing comments. Thank you very much for joining us. Okay. Well, I will assume by the lack of comments that you're all satisfied with how this went, and I hope this is the case. Feel free. Remember, you will be able to download this as a podcast so that you can listen to it as many times as you like, and the entire course for that matter, so that you will be able to have it as a permanent record and something that can always help you to grow and develop your sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. So I hope you've all found this useful, those of you who have been here live listening and participating. For those of you who will be listening online or by downloading it to a podcast, I hope you have found this equally beneficial for you. And I want to thank you all for participating. Just to let you know, the last two topics will be taking place a week today and a week after that. So that will be the 10th and the 17th of December at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Song will be sending out notification with the download locations for these recordings as well as for the sign-in so you can register for the call and leave comments previous if you'd like to. The next classes will have more to do with actual exercises as well on building your confidence, little tips on how to do that. We will also, on the last week, be doing the confidence retest. That's the test that you guys took beforehand. So I will announce at the end of the next class that I would like you all, the day of the conference, so that will be on the 17th of December, to fill out the questionnaire one more time, print out another copy, and compare your numbers, and we'll go from there. Okay? So I'd like to thank everybody very much for attending, for those of you listening on podcast, for downloading and listening, and I wish you all the very best. Until next time, I'm Maury Zelkovich. Good night.